Rev up that engine. There's more Hot Rod Nation Radio. Here's John Sonnefeld on TalkZone.com.
We're in North Suburban Chicago today with the Northern Illinois Chevelle Club at one of their monthly meetings. And a lot of guys come around today. There's a lot of parts for sale. One of the members here has brought all his parts out of the garage. We've been talking about cars all night long, about Chevelles and lots of other different cars. And so stuff going on with the club, a lot of neat things. And I'm here with the president of the Northern Illinois Chevelle Club, George Prim. And he's been around for a long time with this club. Are you one of the original founders? Is that how long you've been around?
Club started in February of 84. And I was one of six members who were at that original meeting in Palatine.
So basically the club started out, was it a newspaper ad, or how did the club begin?
The club was started by Jim Holbach of Palatine, still a member, and he still lives in the same house that we first met in. And I learned about the club while reading the Chevelle Report, which was a monthly publication of the National Chevelle Owners Association. And Jim had put a little mention in there that he was starting a chapter of the National Chevelle Owners Association and invited people to come up. And six or seven of us showed up on that February day in 84.
Now, you six or seven guys that started the club, did you guys know each other before that day?
No, not at all. We had no idea who each other was. So
it was the magic of one guy putting an ad out, the passion for the Chevelles and Monte Carlos are in this club, and you just all came together and now have developed a friendship.
Yep, we've been friends for 25 years now, and we've been to each other's weddings and seen our kids grow up and go off into college and get married, and pretty good friends. It all started with the Chevelles and helping each other on the Chevelles. I learned a lot from the people who knew what they were doing. They taught me a lot.
So basically the camaraderie of the club is an important thing. I mean, guys know the intricacies about what needs to be fixed, or little things that go wrong, or here's how to fix this, or you help out each other all with parts. I mean, it's a good value to being a part of a car club, isn't there?
It's a great. It's the best thing. When people ask me, they just bought a car, like a Pontiac GTO, a guy at work. He says, what do I do? I said, join the local club, because you'll get to know people they'll know about the cars. They'll know where you can take it to service if you don't want to work it yourself, or if you need parts. You may not find it, but they may have it in the garage. And that's the great thing about any club is once you get to know the guys, it doesn't take long. For the most part, they become very good friends and your lifelong friends, and they have no problem if they have a part, just here it is, take it.
That's a great opportunity to have that kind of a network that's not involved with a parts store or a dealership. And as these cars get older, it gets harder to find that stuff, and it's a great thing to have. Now, there's members, I mean, they're all not here tonight, but there's members all over the place. How many members are there?
There's about 139 right now, 139, 142 members. We have members from California, Nashville, Tennessee, Texas, but mainly in northwestern Indiana, southern Wisconsin. We have one in Michigan. He's a member who used to live here in Chicago land and moved up. Eastern Iowa and all throughout Illinois.
So you've got a good spread of the Midwest of car club members, and you get some pretty good attendance. Well, how does everybody keep in touch?
Well, we keep in touch two main ways. The monthly newsletter for the club, that's been put out since I have the first edition of the newsletter. I keep them all. And then the other way is just, you know, the past 4 years, the internet and the website has been huge, because you can only put so much in the newsletter. The website, you can put as much as you want on, and you can update it real time.
Well, and the website, the address is?
It's Chevelle-club.com.
So Chevelle-club.com will get you there. And, of course, I've been on that site checking it out, and there's a lot of different sections on this website. It's not just a, hey, we're having a meeting type website. It's got a lot to it, doesn't it?
Right. Well, it's driven by members. We have sections for tech, and that's given by members. We have services where we have, we call it links, but we have listing for suppliers where you can get parts, and they may not be national suppliers. It might be local guys. And then the services, if you're looking for someone who does quality trans work, like converting to a 700R4, or you're drag racing your Chevelle or whatever, and you need a tough transmission, these guys have no problem working on our older cars. In fact, it's a passion. It's as much as a passion passion for them as it is for us. And then we have feature cars, which we have, because I remember, the older I get, the more I remember people buy their cars. So we have a feature cars as often as the members submit things, and classified ads. We try to keep it as whatever members kind of want and give us, that's what we include.
Well, I noticed you mentioned in your meeting tonight that the classified ads seem to move real well on this board, because you put stuff in the newsletter and it's gone before the newsletter's out. And the message board is really working well on the website.
It is. I tell people, check the website every day or at least once a week, because it's updated that often, but particularly the classifieds. I'll get something. We don't mind if non-members advertise things because it benefits the members. So one day we had someone called up and said, I'm cleaning out my garage. I'm giving stuff away, an engine lift, an engine stand, tools. I put it up about 1 o'clock. He called back at 5 and said it's all gone. Now, that it never even made the newsletter. And that happened in this past month in September. The same thing happened. A member put up his truck and some parts for sale. It was gone within 2 or 3 days. That will never make the newsletter because it was on the website. Someone bought it, and I got the phone call. You can remove it. It's all gone.
Well, it's almost as quick as Craigslist, but it's on the Chevelle Club website. That's great to hear that you've got that kind of traffic coming to the website to get those results. And somebody's finding out some good things. Some guys are selling some parts. Some guys are finding the things they look for, which is great. I mean, of course, you've got parts out here at this local meeting today, which is cool. Now, every month you have a function of some sort?
We try to. It's member-driven. So during the summer we have car cruises. John does a cruise. He's organized 2 cruises in Rockford overnights. And we usually have once a month cruise to a member's either house or a local show. We'll go to a car show together. Like we went to Downers Grove Car Show as a group in August. And then during the winters, since the cars are tucked away, we try to either meet at a member's home or we go to a business. This past winter, we were at a engine builder Built Right in Lombard. And then we went to Performance Transmissions in Elburn. We've been to High Speed Welding in Westmont, which does a lot of work. I needed some work on a rear end, some fabrication. They have no problem doing it. We've been to a paint supply store, PPG, that supplies paint to local body shops. And they had the paint manufacturers come in and give tips on maintenance care and what products they would use. So we try to keep them updated. It's whatever the members would like. In fact, at a meeting tonight, we've never been to an interior shop that I can remember. So there's a place that we're going to try to go to an interior to see how they do headliners and that sort of thing.
So it's great because the bottom line is this club is member driven. It's not a cash cow for the president of the club or anything like that. The newsletter is basically done by you. The information supplied by the members. So basically it's a full round member driven club. It's almost like you've got a committee of people behind you that want to do well. It's the passion. I mean, it's well into the evening here and there's still several members here and we're all still kicking tires and talking out here. It's a fantastic opportunity. Car clubs across America are really important to this hobby. And it's great to be out here with a group like you guys tonight and really enjoy it. But, people that have a Chevelle and now they're going, well, this sounds like a really cool car club, and I'm going to go to www.chevelle-club.com to check it out. Well, but how do I become a member?
There's a link on there where you can just complete the form and send it in, or you can do it online. We have an online registration, and you can pay online, too, through PayPal, or you can send a check. So we try to make it pretty easy so you can, more often than not, we have one member who's here tonight at the meeting. He joined about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, but he had first gotten a registration for the Chevelle Club at Chevy Vet Fest 2 years before. He took the registration, put it by his wherever, on his, by his table, by his bed or something. Took him 2 years to complete it and send it in. So we kind of tried to eliminate that timing issue by having a real live online registration and payment option for people.
Well, that works out real good because, guys say, yeah, I got to do that, and they put it off and all that stuff, and then they're missing out on some great opportunities here. Certainly a fun night of, hanging out with the Northern Illinois Chevelle Club. Remember, that's www.chevelle-club.com, and that'll get you to the website. A lot of great photos there, too, and we were talking earlier about the junkyard crawl, and I'm going to talk with those guys after the break, and I'm looking forward to hearing what they had to say.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, every year, group of members who they go down to Arizona and they spend a week or more, and they go from junkyard to junkyard. If I needed some doors for a car and a trunk lid, they found it, and a hood for my 71 Monte Carlo, they found the hood and they brought it back. The cost was $50, and I think I gave them some extra for to help them with the gas, and they send the pictures and a write up. So that's on the website. If you go to the website and then go under activities, we have archived activities for the last 4 or 5 years. Every year you'll see pictures and a write up of their adventures for that year and to the trip to Arizona. And the members love it. In fact, one of the members who went down. There was only 2 or 3 of them that used to go. Now there's 4 or 5, and they got interested because they saw it in the newsletter. But then they saw the pictures and the bigger write up on the internet, and they decided they're going to go.
Sounds like a great time. I can't wait to talk to those guys after the break. So members helping members, members running their own club, putting monthly events together, and drawing all that together on the common good, the common passion, basically on Chevelles and some Monte Carlos. That's an incredible feat you guys have assembled here. 25 years. That's big time. That's to have a club been around for 25 years and still having some existing members still hanging out and enjoying it. What a great opportunity. That's great when a Clark Club can get together and be around for 25 years, and George Prim, one of the founding fathers of the Northern Illinois Chevelle Club, still there as president. What a great group of guys. Coming up after the break, we've got the guys that are even more passionate with their pilgrimage to the West every year when they go junkyard crawling with the Northern Illinois Chevelle Club.